We have to play whack-a-mole all over this state, stopping this critical race theory. We will do it. What I would rather... So we'll be taking action, don't you worry.
Now, this was Governor DeSantis on Friday at the Home Depot in Pensacola, answering a question that was predicated on something along these lines. Why Santa Rosa County is doing critical race theory. What are you going to do about it? Now, that's a very that's a short summary of the question. And so there's been a lot of concern about this. And he gave a long answer about how misguided critical race theory is, which is fine. But the question of whether it's really in the Santa Rosa County school system, well, that's why we like to go to the source, Karen Barber. She is the superintendent of Santa Rosa County Schools, and she joins us now. Dr. Barber, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Can I tell you what's so exciting for me is I have a little dose of Dr. Barber in the morning, and then I have a little dose of Dr. Barber in the evening because you're going to be with us for Headliners and Hops tonight at O'Reilly's. So I'm very excited. It's a good day for me. So this critical race theory.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great fun. Maybe take just maybe 30 seconds, okay? I've already talked about this some this morning, but for people who may not know and they hear this term, maybe just before we talk about the Santa Rosa schools, what is critical race theory? What would it mean in K-12 if critical race theory were involved?
Well, there are varying definitions. I mean, I've had to really do some studying on this myself. There was a professor from the University of West Florida that really described it this morning, actually, on the news as being, you know, an accurate examination of history and discrimination and so that was her definition. There are others that you can find on the internet. If you look under the American Bar Association or Britannica, those websites will give you definitions or theories. And evidently, this theory started back in about 2004. So this is really a national concern. However, this is not what we're teaching in Santa Rosa County. I can tell you that. So we are teaching, and if I can walk you back, in January 1st of 2019, Governor Ron DeSantis eliminated the Common Core. And that was certainly to the approval of many, including myself. So if those standards are going away, we have to develop new standards. He charged Richard Corcoran, who is our Commissioner for Education, former Speaker of the House, with developing those new literacy standards. Those were developed with teachers, with literacy experts, with stakeholders from the state of Florida. Those standards were approved by the Florida State Board of Education. And when you get new standards, you need new textbooks because our textbooks included Common Core state standards. So now we have the Florida standards, benchmarks for excellent student teaching or student thinking. And we have those for both reading and for math. So what happens? The process is that publishers then can submit their textbooks for approval. First, the Department of Education gives a list of the things they need to see in the textbooks. Here's what's in those textbooks. Foundational skills. So we're teaching children to read with phonics and phonemic awareness and fluency. We're teaching them to speak and to listen and to write and to comprehend text. And that is the basis of the Florida Best Standards. So in Santa Rosa County, we're teaching the Florida Best Standards in our classroom, and we are using state-approved adopted materials to teach.
Okay.
So the textbooks that we are purchasing, that are being purchased all over the state of Florida, are focused on those best standards, and they've been approved by Governor DeSantis's Commissioner of Education, Richard Corcoran, and his State Board of Education.
So how does there get to be, because I get, you know, when you talk about math and phonics, you know, obviously, well, maybe not so obviously, because sometimes a thing can go even to that level. But generally, the critical race theory stuff would be more prone to showing up, for example, in history texts, right? Or, you know, in social studies texts, something like that. How did people get the idea that critical race theory was in the texts or in the curriculum that's being used in Santa Rosa County? Are they just completely off base, or is there some truth to it?
Sure. Okay. Well, first of all, the textbooks that we are adopting are being adopted all across the state of Florida and by other school districts in the Panhandle, the same publishers that we have adopted. So it's not just Santa Rosa County. But one of the things that there are something called textbook specifications, and that's what the Florida Department of Education gave to publishers to say, if you want to sell books in Florida, you have to meet these criteria.
Sure.
So one of the things that they look at is a teaching from a multicultural approach. So we're recognizing the uniqueness of our students, and we're providing literature that is written by a variety of people. It also asks us to look at making sure that we are mindful of the social emotional needs of students. So those two things, multicultural and social emotional, seem to be of concern to some people.
Okay.
Well, children don't lose their uniqueness when they walk in our doors. We want them to feel seen and heard. And so we're, you know, that's communism, saying you have to lose your uniqueness when you walk in the door.
Right.
So we want to value every child that comes into our school. When it comes to social emotional, after the Parkland tragedy, of course, addressing the social emotional needs of students was put into Florida statute. In fact, each school district gets an allocation. They get funding to address the mental health needs of students. Well, you can't do that for, you know, one class period a day. You have to be mindful of the needs of your children all day long. And so I think those two areas were perhaps concerning to some individuals.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is the content is set by the state, so there's no notion that Santa Rosa County is somehow responsible for any, if there were any, questionable content, but also that the things people are kind of reacting to are things that you're required to have in there anyway, and they're things that maybe they sort of get near the general vicinity, but there's certainly nothing to the extent of what people are objecting to about critical race theory, the notion that America is evil, racist, but including diverse voices, teaching a full scope of history, including people of color. I mean, who could even object to that? That's kind of what I hear you saying. Is that a fair sort of reformulation?
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. I may have to use that later. So write it down for me, please.
All right.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
That's exactly it.
We're talking to Dr. Karen Barber. She's the superintendent of Santa Rosa Schools. Two other things I wanted to get with you. I hope we have time for them both. One is, the other question that came up was this question of quarantining healthy kids who are come in contact with or in close space with somebody who tests positive, and how that's a terrible process. But as I understand it, you guys are always trying to do whatever the Surgeon General and the state has guided. Sometimes that changes pretty rapidly. That can be slippery terrain. Are we currently in Santa Rosa County Schools quarantining non-positive healthy kids who come in contact with a case positive?
Well, that is what is occurring all over the state of Florida in school districts. Let me say that school districts do not quarantine. We don't have the authority to quarantine. The Department of Health is a state agency. Even our Santa Rosa Department of Health, Escambia Department of Health, those are state agencies. They're really not considered local agencies.
Okay.
So they take their marching orders from Tallahassee, from the Surgeon General, Dr. Rivkees. So unfortunately, yes, when a quarantine order is issued by the Department of Health, when the Department of Health quarantines a student, yeah, we have students who are in close contact for 15 minutes or more during a school day, and we hate it. I absolutely hate quarantining healthy students. The Governor DeSantis and I are absolutely on the same page with that. In fact, about 3 months ago, I had the privilege of being able to speak directly to, this was a one-on-one meeting, with the Surgeon General, Dr. Rivkees. And the whole reason for my call to him was to say, please reconsider this. Let's change this policy. Do not quarantine healthy students. It's detrimental to our students.
Wow.
And his response to me at that point was, we will not change our restrictions until the CDC changes theirs.
Okay.
So we got very excited, of course, with the governor's emergency order. However, it did not apply to schools. The minute that came out, I called our Department of Health, and they checked with Tallahassee, with the Florida Department of Health. And we were told that the quarantining would not be changing at this time. So unfortunately, very, very sadly, you know, we're still continuing. We don't have the authority to quarantine. The health department does, and they are.
I'm
optimistic that maybe we'll see some revision this summer.
Yeah, hopefully. And as we heard from the governor, he hates it too. So hopefully the he hates it too will translate into the Surgeon General going a little bit different direction, as you say, hopefully for the summer as well. Last thing for you, Dr. Barber, is we've got graduations coming up. End of semester is just about 2 weeks away. Bay Center for Gulf Breeze High, Pace, and Navarre, is that right?
That's correct. The Bay Center, very excited about that. They're open 100% capacity, so no restrictions. Graduates, and by the way, we have over 2,000 students graduating this year from Santa Rosa County School District. So we are so proud of them, and boy, have they been troopers. But it's been a great year within our schools. I wish the public and more of our parents could see the amazing teaching and learning happening inside our school district. It really has been a great year with some challenges, certainly, but a great year. So looking forward to those graduations.
And
three
just
at the Bay Center and then Milton High. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I remember you saying in the meeting recently that one of the things people may not realize is at the very least, whatever other policies are in place, they will not have to wear any masks when they're taking the pictures. The photo opportunity for that picture with the diploma, that can be a mask-free thing, right?
Right, right. You know, we switched our policy for face coverings to recommended back on May the 3rd. And so students or individuals attending graduation ceremonies, it is their option whether they wear a mask or not.
Very good. Dr. Karen Barber, she's a superintendent of Santa Rosa County Schools. Thank you so much for the time this morning, and we look forward to seeing you tonight at O'Reilly's on Palafox from 5 to 7 for Headliners and Hops. I'd say talk to you soon, but I'll talk to you real soon tonight.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Andrew, for the opportunity to set the record straight.